Okay, we're now going to talk to Carol Hull, who's been the mainstay behind the organisation of the Careers Convention tonight. So, Carol, can you tell us a little bit about what the evening means for us as a school, what it's organised for, what's the background?
Very exciting evening for the school. It's a joint event with Birkdale School, so we invite all our Year 9 to Year 13 pupils from the two schools, and I have invited pupils from other schools as well, so there will be other young people here. And it's a great chance for them to meet people from various professional backgrounds and also from quite a few universities within about an hour and a half travelling distance of Sheffield. So they get the chance to ask questions, find out more about careers that might interest them, and talk to people that might actually have a bit of an influence on their future.
And thinking about those people that are going to be here tonight to answer those questions, how do we recruit, if that's the right word, them? How did they get to know about tonight?
I contacted all the universities, really, within a reasonable travelling distance, and have had a very good take-up. I contacted a London-based organisation who deal with looking at higher education abroad, just on the off chance, and I was very lucky because they're coming up north for a conference for tomorrow, so they were willing to come, and have actually brought some representatives from a Dutch university. And then Birkdale School and ourselves contacted all our parents, many of whom are professionals, so we've had a really good take up from professional parents coming and representing their career area.
Would you say that the spectrum of careers that are available are represented tonight? Are there some areas that are more dominant, or some that you might like to encourage in the future?
Had less take-up from local authority types of professions. I think probably for obvious reasons they're facing quite a lot of cuts at the moment. I did have some sort of messages back saying it's going to be difficult for them to come, or difficult to promote their professions at the moment because they weren't clear what was happening, which was rather sad to hear. Really everything is represented because the universities that are here actually offer a huge range of courses, arts courses, science courses, engineering courses, technology, drama, anything you could imagine. I have got an evaluation questionnaire that I'm asking people to fill in so that they can say whether they felt there were gaps, so that when we run this event in the future we can perhaps fill those gaps or have a different event that might focus on a particular area.
And when the girls or boys walk away tonight, what would you hope that they've what would you hope they walk away with, having learned?
Well, we've done some preparation with them to encourage them to do a bit of research beforehand, so they're not just kind of wandering aimlessly and picking up prospectuses. What I wanted them to do really was to think about questions that they were going to ask various people here, so that they go away with some quite detailed answers about the things that they're interested in.
That's almost our 3 minutes up, so thank you very much indeed for that. Very helpful.
Thank you very much.